This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. Okay, I'm back. I'm ready to continue telling America's story, as I understand it. And for the next few podcasts, I'm going to be laying in a little bit of groundwork. Groundwork. It's an interesting term. What does it mean? Well, Merriam-Webster defines it as something that is done at an early stage and that makes later work or progress possible. Preparation would be a comparable idea. I like the word infrastructure. The word infrastructure means an underlying framework, a system of supporting facilities. I could easily ramble on about my 30-plus years in the infrastructure business, working with water and sewer facilities, new roads and highways and stormwater management systems. But I won't. Perhaps some other time. But I can say with a good measure of confidence that I know a fair amount about infrastructure, or groundwork, or doing things at an early stage that make later work possible. I guess my point is that if I'm going to be successful in telling America's story, as I understand it, then I must take the time and make the effort to lay in some preparations, to construct some groundwork, some infrastructure, in order to tell the story well. I decided to begin America's story, as I understand it, with our country's Christian DNA and the original vision of some of our earliest forebears. A vision focuses one's sights on something that is not yet a reality. Someone once explained to me that a vision is a picture of the future end state or end condition. It's what we want things to look like when we finish doing what we have to do to make that vision a reality. John Winthrop cast his vision for creating a community that would become a city on a hill. That was the end state or the end condition that Winthrop was both envisioning and inspiring his people to pursue. Now, every story must begin with a goal. The goal is what sets the story into motion. After a goal is set or a vision is cast, the groundwork must be laid in. Winthrop, I believe, set America's story into motion by casting his vision, by laying out his goal for a city on a hill. Some of the groundwork to fulfill the vision had already been laid, back in the Puritans' home country of England. Other groundwork would be laid in the New World. Now, most of us know, I think, that Winthrop didn't invent the phrase, city on a hill. 1,600 years earlier, speaking to his disciples, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." But the phrase did not originate there. 700 years earlier, Israel's King David built a city on one of Jerusalem's hills. It was the place where the glory of God descended and rested, and is often referred to as Mount Zion. Mount Zion represents the pinnacle of ancient Israel's glory, the high watermark of ancient Hebrew culture. So when Winthrop evoked this image, he was speaking metaphorically about an idea that had already been sown or planted into the hearts and minds of his listeners. His people knew about this ancient Mount Zion, about its glory, and what it represented. That's because some of the necessary groundwork had already been laid in. For this story, America's story, as I understand it, to make sense, and oh, by the way, this is how I understand America's story, in case you were wondering, it's important to know some background. Winthrop and the Puritans indeed played a major role in laying the foundation on which our country was built, and that is why I am taking the time to tell their part of the story. In my next podcast, I'll lay in some more groundwork. Until then, consider this. The fruit is in the seed, and the oak tree is in the acorn. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.